Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Baba Kama Daf Kuf Ches. We are holding on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, three lines off the bottom. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Now we mentioned several times in the past that the concept of paying a chomesh, right, to add on that fifth, is only when you're paying back principal only. So, you know, he made a shvua and he admitted that he had sworn falsely, pretending the item was stolen, really he himself stole it, etc. So the halacha is like this. If the Edim are the ones who contradict him, then he has to pay the kefil. Kefil, but just kefil. Double payment, but no chaymish. If he himself self-admits that it was a false oath, then he adds the chaymish. But it's pretty much, you know, mutually exclusive. It's not compatible. The kefil doesn't go together with the chaymish, and the chaymish with the kefil. So when you pay principal, you return the actual, you know, value, then you add the chaymish, meaning, you know, i.e. when he himself admitted. But when the Edom come and prove his claim to be false, he pays kefil, but no chaymish. So it's one or the other. Here comes a shayla. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Mamon, two ways to look at it. Do we say the claim, the monetary claim, which generates kefil, cannot generate chaymish? You know, you don't have, you know, double jeopardy, right? Mamon, is it the mamon hamachayvei kefil, poitrim and chaymish cannot generate chaymish? Or it's unrelated to the actual money, to the claim. Rather, it's the shvua hamachayvei kefil, poitrim and chaymish. The shvua, which this shomer, this watchman slash ganav, because he himself stole it, presented the shvua that he made, that shvua that is going to generate a kefil, if, right, i.e. if Edom come and prove him false, but Tosim HaChemesh cannot as well generate Chemesh. So is it an element within the monetary claim itself? You can only generate kefil or Chemesh, one or the other? Or is it the shvua that can only do that? Now, what's the point of discussing this? I mean, what's the nafkamin? Hey Chidam, I'll give you a case where one would apply and not the other. And that takes us to the question, right? So, Kigoyin Shetan Tanas Kanav. The Shomer pretended it was stolen, sorry. V'nishba, he swore as such. V'chazar V'tan Tanas Avad. So, here's the story. The Shomer responds to the owner's claim, you know, where's my animal? Well, a Sunday it was stolen. Okay? And, you know, and then he swore. And then he comes around and says, you know what, actually, you know, come to think of it, it wasn't really stolen, it was lost. V'chazer v'tan tanos aved, on Monday, he comes and says that it was lost. V'nishbani swore as such, ubo edem akamaisa. Now, Edom show up and contradicts his first shvua, that on Sunday when he swore, you know, when he swore then that it was stolen, no, it was really in his own hands. So they undid his first claim, which generates kefil, because now he turns into the ganav, v'hoidabas reis. But he himself came around and admitted as per his second shvua. Well, actually, Monday shvua was false as well. So you have sort of two tracks, which are rooted in the same monetary claim. They're generated by the same issue, but it's sort of spliced, right? They're branched down into two tracks. There's liability as per the Edim's arrival, and as per his own hoida. My, what's the halach? Mamein hamachayvosei kefil b'tram min hachemesh? Shall we say, you know, it's the monetary claim. Where's my animal, right? That mamein, which generates kefil as per the Edom, cannot generate chemesh as per his own admission. V'hoi chayv li lo ya kfeila. He's very chayv kefil. You can't add a chemesh onto that. Oidum or shvua. Hamachayvosei kefil b'tram min hachemesh. Typically, it's the shvua that can't do one and the other. But here, but in this case, the second shvua on Monday, it's not generating kefil, the Edom are. At least, let it generate a chaymish. So is it as per the claim, or as per the shvua? Let's try to clarify this. Fellow approaches somebody in the street, not a shomer with whom he entrusted his item. Where's my animal that you stole? Says, never happened. I didn't steal it. Okay, and I'm posing a shvua on you. He accepts it. The Edom come along, you stole it. Carefully, he pays double like a regular ganav. But if instead of the Edom, he would have admitted that he stole it. So instead of kefal, what happens? It triggers that triple process, mishalem keren, right? V'chaymesh v'ashem. But only if Edom had not arrived and he self-admitted. So it's either or. Hold it. V'achay. Now look in this case. Edom would machayv the kefala. The Edom are the ones who are generating the kefal. And still we say, only if he admitted without the Edom's arrival, then he gets the chaymish. But if his haidah followed the Edom's testimony, there's no chaymish. It's one or the other on the same claim. If it's an element within the shvua, not an element within the claim. A shvua that generates kefal cannot generate chaymish. So what's the issue? The shvua is only generating Chaimish. So in a case where the Edom preceded his Edom, why can't he pay Chaimish? The Edom triggered the kefal because of his theft. Forget about the Shvua. Shvua is only an element within a Shomer, he has to prove. He's just a regular thief who was caught red-handed. He pays kefal because of that. The Shvua, that would generate Chaimish if he admits following the Shvua. So my hoida achar edim loy, why can't he admit after the edim's arrival and have that hoida generate a chaimish as per his shvua? Look, michti, let's take a look. Hashvua, look at machayv lekfela. The shvua that he presented, that's not the cause for the kefil. The edim are. So at least the chayv chaimish, let it generate a chaimish. Elalash mamino. Clearly, we see from here, it's about the claim. There's no double jeopardy. Mamin hamachayv lekefil, petosim na chaimish shmamino. The monetary claim can only trigger one without the one or the other, either kefal or chaimish. Shmamina. Boy Rabin, it comes another shaila, sort of another layer on this question. Chaimish ukfela betrei gravri mai. So we've concluded that the same claim cannot generate, you know, both liabilities, right? But let's say there are two people involved, two claimants, right? Two defendants, right? And sure, it's rooted in the same claim, but it's presented to two people separately, with two separate liabilities. Here, can we say that one will pay kefal and one chaimish? Hey, chidami, exactly how? He handed his animal to two people to watch. They both claimed innocent. It was stolen from us. Now, they reacted differently. Each one had his own, you know, course of action. One of them swore, but then he turned around and admitted that he stole it. So that should generate the chaimish. V'chad nishbal bo edim. The second fellow swore falsely, but he was caught red-handed by the edim, not by way of self-admission. That should generate kefal. May. So what's the halacha? Mi amin, shall we say v'chad gavri? Kavod rachmana d'lo yishal m'chum shev kefal. Shall we say when terrorist says there's no double payout? That's only by the same person. But here says the bach aval betray gavri when two people are involved, two separate claims. Let him pay the kefal, him pay the chaimish. Two different, you know, individuals, two different cases. Or shall we say it's so related to the monetary claim, on the same claim you cannot result in a kefal and chaimish being paid out. That's exactly what happened here. It's one mamain generating two claims, penalties, two payouts. So what's the halacha? Take it, we leave it unresolved. Boy, you're not papa. Another shayla. So we speak about no double payouts. What about trei chaimshi? We have a situation which generates two chaimish payouts. Or trei kfeli, or two kefal payouts. B'chad gavra involving one person. My, what is the halacha? Hey, chidami, for instance. Kigoin, shetan tanas avat. Where's my animal? He responds, it was a lost. But Nishbani swore as such. Right? Then he admitted to swearing falsely. Then he says, you know, actually, come to think of it, it was lost today. Yeah, yesterday was a mistake, but today it was lost. He swore and he admitted. So technically, he has two separate responses, two separate shvois, which after he admits should generate two separate chaimish payouts. Inami, or how can we have a double kefal payout? Kigan shetan tanas gana v'nishba uba edim. On Sunday, he claimed that it was stolen, he swore, and edim proved him false. Triggers a kefal payout. Same thing again on Monday. V'chazer v'tan tanas gana v'nishba uba edim. Another kefal. My, what's the halacha? Mi aminah, shall we say? Previously we mentioned that the Torah doesn't want two types of payouts, kefal and chaimish, to be paid out in the same claim. But here, we're speaking about the same type of payout, kefal, times two, or chaimish, times two. That's not a problem. Oidim, or no. No double payments, period. No double payouts, even if it's the same exact type of payout. You don't pay two payouts on the same moment. V'chanamin here as well. It's a double payout. So which way is it? Tashma, we're going to try to prove it. From a Bryce. Dama Rava. From Rava. V'chameshisav Yosef Alav. The Torah adds the word, the letter Yud at the end. V'chameshisav, it's spelled Saf Yudvav. Instead of V'chameshisav, it's fifth, which is singular. Sav is plural. Many chaimshin on the same claim. Many times chaimish. Atay ripsa chamishi is harbi l'keren achas. Shema mina, that proves our point that no problem. Pay as many as you want. Chaimish and taba v'chaimish and taba v'chaimish. And likewise, double kefals on the same claim is accepted. Okay, going forward we have several scenarios, interesting scenarios, with the owner claiming and the shomer denying and with ganav involved. Okay, here we go. Tavu bailam l'shomer. So the animal owner approaches the shomer. Where's my animal? V'nishba. And he says, look, I'm sorry, it was stolen. And we know that a shomer chinam, who's not getting paid for his duties, is exempt when there is a robbery, right? So he basically swears to confirm the claim and he walks away. But as Rashi points out, this fellow is a nice guy. He paid lifnim mishur sadin, beyond his obligations. V'nishba v'shilin v'hukar ganav. But then we identify the thief. We caught him. We require a kefal payout, right? He pays double. Who gets the double payout? Now we have to know before we begin. There is a Gemara above a Metzia that in this type of case where the Shemer, you know, initiated this payment, the owner feels Hakara Sataiv, and he sort of allows the Shemer to collect the Kefal. You don't really have to pay it out, right? The fact that you did earns you some bonus points. So if in fact we find the Ganav and he pays the Kefal, you get the double payout. I get the Keren. You know, you get the extra. Or actually, I already got the Karen, so you got the whole thing. So in this case, it wasn't so simple. The Shemir first dragged the owner to the Bezdin. He gave him a hard time, he gave him a hassle. He made a shvua in the Bezdin. And then he decided to pay Vishile. Vukar Ganav, we find the Ganav. And there's Kefal. Kefal me, who gets the Kefal? Mevachlekes, Abaya Omar Labala Pekodin. No, it goes to the owner. This doesn't go to the Shemir. Rava Omar, Lemisha Pekodin Etzle. In this case as well, the shomer earns the kefal. Why? Abaya amar lebala pikadon. It goes to the owner. Kivin the atrichem b'shvua. Because here it's different. He hassled him. He took him to the bezdin. He had to force him to make a shvua. Le'machne kefal. In this case, I'm not interested in giving you the kefal. Rav amar no. Le'misha pikadon etzla. It goes to the shomer. Kivin the shilem. Ultimately, he paid out. He was nice about it. Machne kefal. So the owner grants him the kefal rights. The machlekes, Abaye Rava, revolves around how to learn a Mishnah. That Mishnah in Bava Metzia. This now we have a Mishnah Hanaf, Kedeta Chavir, Beimir Kalim. So this fellow deposits an animal or utensils with his friend. V'nignuvo she'avdu, gets lost or stolen. Shilam v'lerotze l'shava. So the Shemachinim could have exempted himself, just made a shvua and walked away. He decided to pay it out. Shilam v'lerotze l'shava. Shariyam, we all know, Shemachinim nishba v'yotze. You can just swear. And he's scot-free. He decided to pay. Now, we have further developments in the case. Nimtza, Ganav, we discover, we identify the Ganav. Mishal Tashlom Kefal. He has to pay double for stealing. Or Tavach HaMachar, right? So Mishal Tashlom Rav HaMishi pays 4 or 5. Who gets that payout? Me or Mishalim? Lamish HaPakad Netzle goes to the Shomer, right? As a bonus gift from the owner. But Nishma V'Lerotze L'Shalim. But alternatively, the Shomer chose the Shvua option and not to pay. And now, when it's Agana, we find the Ganav. So we have the Ole payout. Mishal Tashlumei Kefil, Tavach HaMachar, Mishalim. Tashlumei Abra B'Chamisha, who gets that? Mishalim? To the owner, Lebala Pekot. End of Mishnah. Zokta Gemara, Abaye Diyek Mi Reisha. Abaye focuses on the Reisha, on the first part. Rava Diyek Mi Sefer. Rava focuses on the second part. How? Abaye Diyek Mi Reisha. Tony, the Mishnah begins, Shilam Adoratzel Shava. He paid it out without resorting to a Shvur. Time with Adoratzel Shava. It's only because he didn't resort to the Shvur. He didn't hassle him. You know, the owner. The Shema did not hassle the owner. So he gets that, you know, bonus. Oh, Nishba, but if he hassled him and he required him to bring him to the Bez, then and make a Shvur. In this case, no bonus points to the Shema. Even though ultimately he decided to pay it out, deal's over. Lemi Mashalim, who's the God of Pay? Lemala Pekodin to the owner. That's Abaye's interpretation. Rava Deik Mesefer. Rava chose to focus on the second part of the Mishnah with an opposite result. Nishba Velerotzel Lishalim. So on the second part of the Mishnah, we have the Shemer who swore and was unwilling to pay. Time of the Lerotzel Lishalim. That's only because he ultimately didn't pay. Ha Shilim, but if he decided to pay, Ava Bishan Nishba, even though it followed his Shvur, end of the day, he was nice about it, so he earns that bonus payout. Limi Mishalim. Who does the God of pay? Misha Pekodin Etzloi to the Shemer. Now, La Abaye Kasha Sefer. So Abaye has a Kasha from Rubber's second part of the Mishnah, which sounds like Rava. So Abaye says like this, Amalach Abaye, Abaye will respond, no, no problem. Hachik Tani, the Mishnah means like this. Nishba, Lerotz L'shalim, Kalim HaShvur. He swore and was unwilling to pay. It means to say, Kalim HaShvur. He didn't pay before the Shvur. Elalach HaShvur, he paid, but after the Shvur, Limi Mishalim Baal Pekodin, in this case, even though he paid, he loses that privilege, the Baal Pekodin, the owner gets it. So Abaye relearned the second part of the Mishnah in accordance with his approach. With Rava Kasha Reisha. Likewise, how's Rava going to deal with the first part of the Mishnah, which sounds like Abaye? That he loses that privilege. Amalach, Rava. Says Rava like this. Hachitani, let's learn the Mishnah like this. Shilim v'lerotze. It says Shilim v'lerotze l'shava. Perhaps he made a Shvur, but he turned around and paid. Shilim v'lerotze. He didn't want Lama Mishvos, who was unwilling to stick with the Shvur. Meaning to say that he turned around and he paid. So even in this case, right? He swore, but then he turned around and Lashilim and he paid. So he's back on track and he gets that kefal privilege. Limi Masham, who's the God of pay to? Limi Shabakodin Etzlay to the Shemer. Now a new case. Tavu Balam Lashemer. Let's say the owner approaches the Shemer. Where's my animal? Oh, sorry, it was stolen. Vinishpani swore. Hukra Ganav. So basically, the shomer is off the hook. It was armed robbery. I couldn't do anything about it. Okay? And he made a shvur. V'hukar ha-ganav. Now we located the ganav and we can salvage the, you know, we can get him to pay. Okay? So now, tava is shomer v'hoida. So shomer still felt, you know, somewhat involved, even though he was really off the hook already. And he approached the ganav. And he says, where's the thing? V'hoida, the ganav admitted, yeah, sorry, yeah, I remember I stole this thing from you. And we know that when a ganav is moida, he no longer pays kefal. He's a moida beknas, right? He admits to a penalty fine. There's no fine then. So really, the crux of the question is: what role does the shemer still have in the story? Is he still a player? Is he still a manda amar who has the ability to confront the ganav and generate that admission, which would now exempt him from kefal? Only a player can do that. You know, just a stranger approaching the ganav doesn't really generate the same result. The question is the shemer still part of the equation? He already made a shvur, he's gone. The owner expects nothing from the shomer. So who says the shomer's confrontation with the ganav has to be reckoned with? So that's the point of the shaila. Tava is shomer. The shomer approached the ganav, demanded payout. V'hoitan, the ganav admitted. And now, on Monday, tavu abayla b'kafar. The owner approached the ganav, and he denied. Maybe you ate him. Now he brought Adam to disprove the ganav. Okay? And typically that generates kefal. But, problem is, he was already Maida to the Shomer, Maida beknas poter. Is it a valid admission or not? Me niftar haganav by the Shomer. Did the ganav become exempt from his kefal by admitting to the Shomer? Is the Shomer still sort of a player in the equation? Oilay niftar haganav by the Shomer, or no? Maybe the haida to the Shomer is just like to a stranger. I'm a Rava, says Rava like this. Depends. So we mentioned that the Shomer swore that in fact it was robbed, right? If his shvur was real, was legitimate, it really was stolen by us against his will. So the shamer is still a player, meaning, you know, Rashi explains the owner still trusts him. He would be more than happy if the animal is located and taken back to the Shomer's care. He's a good friend of mine. He's an honest fellow. So the Shomer is still sort of very much a player in the equation. He's still a man de Omar. He represents the owner. So Niftar HaGanav Moida HaShomer. So now when the Ganav was Moida to the Shomer, it's as though he was Moida to the owner and he's potter from the Knas. In B'Sheker Nishma, but if the Shomer was dishonest, when he denied, when he made the Shvuah that it was, right? He denied, he pretended it was Ram's robbery, it really wasn't. So in this case, the owner is more than happy to get rid of the Shomer. He fires him. He doesn't want him involved anymore. He's no longer a player in the story. L'nifter ha-ganav by the Shomer. Now the Ganav is not exempt from kefil by admitting to the Shomer, who's treated like a total stranger. By Rabbi, comes a Shaila. Amad l'shava b'Sheker. Let's say the Shomer was about to swear falsely. And the owner, sensing that he was about to go off the wrong track, he backed up. I'm not going to insist on a shvuah. But he was about to be very dishonest with the owner. Ma, what is the halacha here? On the one hand, perhaps the owner lost trust and he's no longer a player. On the other hand, that's the way people are. Perhaps he was bluffing. He wasn't really going to make the shvuah b'sheker. So, he still can be considered part of the equation. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Rav Kahana Masnihachi. So the aforementioned version was Rav Kahana's merged version, but Rav Tavyumi Masnihachi. Rav Tavyumi had a different version, but Rav had a shaila about a nishba l'sheker. If the Shema actually swore falsely, do we say, well, you're off the case, I fired you, I'm not interested in your involvement, so you're not a player? On the other hand, says Rashi, I read the Rashi inside, the kivon de l'sheker nishba. So since, although he swore falsely, it's beautiful for Chayde Shel, he's going to turn around and regret and do teshuva and pay for this lost item. So bottom line is, he's still a player. He still has a part in the story. He has a right to pursue the Ganav because he feels responsible. He's going to turn around and admit that he swore falsely. He's going to want to pay for it. So ultimately, he's still has an interest. He's still motivated. He still has a right to be involved. So which way do we look at it? Mahu take. We leave it unresolved. Next case. Tavu Bailum L'Shemer. Now we have a case, but if you can imagine it, it's the other way. Just flip the whole thing around. Totally in the reverse. Tavu Bailum L'Shemer. The owner approaches the Shemer. Where's my animal? Vishilim. This time, instead of swearing, he paid it out. Sure, no problem. Take it. Okay? Vuhu Karganav. So he paid out the claim, and then they located the Ganav. Tavu Bailam Bahida. It now flips around. The owner approached the Ganav, confronted him, and he admitted to the crime. So he's a Moide Beknas. Tavu Shomer Kafa. When the Shomer came to approach, confronted the Ganav, he denied, and he made a Shvua. Sorry, I skipped the Shvua. He denied it. Vehevi Edim. And now the Shomer found Edim to contradict the Ganav, which would typically now generate the Kefal. Problem is, the Ganav already admitted to the owner. Moide b'knas is pata. Question, is the owner any longer involved? Because really, the Shomer already paid him out, so perhaps the former owner, is off the case. So admission to the owner is worthless. And the Ganav will not pay kefil. Niftar Ganav, but does Baal Mishael, we say the Ganav becomes exempt because of the idea to the owner? Moide b'knas is pata, or loy, or not. Miyamrina, shall we say, the Gemara explains further, shall we say, Motzi Amalei Shomer Lebaal. The Shomer can turn to the owner. I understand, you're the owner, you're the former owner, I'm the new owner, I'm in your shoes because I paid you off. Atun Kivin de Shaklisa Luchudmei. You don't want, you took compensation, you took my payout. You're off the table, you're off the case. So the admission to you is worthless, and I want him to pay kefil. Or Motzi Amalei. Or perhaps the owner can respond to the Shomer. Interesting. Listen to this. Ashtikel Musar. Hakaras Atoiv ki heichi da'at abdus la milsa. You remember that you were nice about it. You paid me out. I owe Hakaras Atoiv to you. Right? I want to respond in kind. Ananami abdin l'cha. I want to respond in kind. I want to help you out. Tarachin en basad ganva. So now, I looked after the ganav. I found, I pursued the case further to try to sort of, back you up and pay and help you out. So ultimately, when the Ganav admitted to me, Shakalna Anandidan, Ushkal Atidach, this is all part of his response. I, you know, just like I took mine, Shakal Nana Didan, I took that payout from you, I got my payout. I'm concerned about you as well. I wanted to find the Ganav to pay you up. So basically, it is incumbent upon me, because of the Hakaras Hadai factor, right, to assist you in the matter. So I'm a player. I'm entitled to pursue the Ganav. I'm entitled to confront it. And by default, right, the admission to me is considered like an admission to an owner, to the balab, to the owner. So he's Maidib Knas, and he's part of take it, we leave it unresolved. Itmar comes a new shayl. Nignava boinus, vukar ganav. So the animal was robbed, boinus, right? Taken forcefully from the shomer. It's a no-fault robbery, okay? So the shomer is pretty much putter, vukar ganav. Now we locate the ganav. And we can we have the means of extracting the item from the ganav. Amar Rabbi, im shemer chinam hu. So it depends. If the shemer was doing it, you know, free of charge, and his, you know, level of responsibility, of course, is very minimal. As long as he doesn't act in a careless manner, he's potter. So here, ratza, the shemer has a choice. He has two options. Ratza oisa imoydin. If he wants, he can now offer the owner a payment and then run after the ganav and get it. Ratza oisei maidin, ratza nishpo. Or if he chooses, he can just swear to the owner, this is what happened, and he walks away, and the owner has to deal with the ganav. Im shemesachu. But if he's a shemesach or has a heightened sense of liability because he was paid for the job, he can't just walk away. Now we have the ganav in front of us. True. If the identity of the ganav is unknown, then the shomer just, you know, swears and walks away. But here we have it. So he has a greater chiyuv, greater responsibility. He can't just swear to the owner and walk away. He has to get the money out of the ganav, right? He has to pay up the owner and then find it, get it from the ganav. That's Abai's opinion. Is responsible to a higher degree than a shemachinim. Rav Amar, no, doesn't matter. Echad zeh, whether he's a shemachinim or shemesachar, his responsibilities are, you know, the same. He can't just walk away. Now that you know where the ganav is and you have the ability of extracting it from him, you have to pay the owner, give him a check, and then you run after the ganav. It's all part of your responsibilities. So this distinction, this sort of blanket approach by Rava, seems to be in disagreement with Rav Huna Bar Abin. The Shalach Huna Bar Abin, he sent a halacha. Nignav Boinus, right? It was taken Boinus. Vukar Ganav. Now we located the Ganav. It depends what he is. Shemrechinim or Shemrechachar, right? Different levels of responsibility. Im Shemrechinim who? No problem. Ratza Oisim Oidin. Ratza Nishpe has a choice, one way or the other. Im Shemrechachar who? There's no choice in the matter. Oisim Oidin Vein Nishpa. You can't just swear to the owner and exempt yourself. You have to pay up and then find the ganav and get it from him. They have the ganav. You have to go, you know, do that effort to extract it from the ganav. Amalek Rava's Rava responds, well, that's a different story. Hachab b'mayaskinan. Rav Huna Bar Abin's case is speaking kigoin shekata v'nishpa. The reason why Hashem Rechinam could just walk away with a shvua is because he already made the shvua before they found the ganav. So he's sort of off the hook. He's gone. He's no longer a shomer. He's no longer bound to the owner. But if he would not have made a shvua yet, then he can't. He has to go deal with the ganav. V'ratza oisei maidin. Ratza nishba ka'amah. But Rav Huna Bar Abin clearly said he has two options. Whether he's a shemachinim or shemesachar, ratza this, ratza that. Either he swears or, right? So clearly he didn't make the shvua yet. How can you say it's post-shvua? Hachikami means like this. Ratza shemachinim. If he's a shemachinim, he can choose to be oimed v'shvua, so to stick with the shvua that he already made, which sort of cut off his relationship with the owner, right? Ceased, his responsibility ceased to be active. So it's already post Shavuah. Ratza Oisei Maidin, or if he chooses, he can go ahead and, you know, pay the owner and go find the money from the ganav. Okay, so bottom line is, it was stolen by Ines, now we located the ganav. We have means of taking it from the ganav. How far do we take the shamer's responsibility? How far does he have to go to placate the owner? According to Abaye, only a shemer sachar needs to do that. Shem chinam could just walk away with a shvuah. Rabbi disagrees. Unless you've already made a shvuah and he's done, but otherwise, even a shemer chinam has to endeavor to retrieve it from the ganav. Rabbi Zuti, that was his name, boy lach, he had a different approach to the shayla. Nignav ba'ines vehechzer ganav with a shemer. So it was stolen ba'ines from the shemer, and the ganav gave it back to the shemer. It's second thoughts. One morning, the animal shows up back at the shemer's place. Now the shemer was not interested in what he just neglected it and it died. Typically, pshia is the shemer's responsibility. But the question is, I did my job. It was stolen. I'm off. That's it. I'm off the case. Ma, what is the halacha? Mi amin, shall we say? Kiva the nigva ba'ines. Once that happened, kali leshmirasa. His job is over. His shmira ceased to be active. Right? He sort of lost that title. So it doesn't fall any longer under my care, under my responsibilities. I can be Pesheya, Edilma, or no, Kivan the Hadra, since the animal was returned to his possession, Hadra. Lishmirase. So it goes back to the Shmira status. He's sort of, you know, back on track, and he has to be careful. He can't do Pesheya, take it, we leave it unresolved. So bottom line is like this, we have many, many Shailas. First one dealt with Kefal vis-a-vis Shvua, vis-a-vis Chaimish, and we said that it cannot be generated by the same monetary claim. What about if it involves two separate people? One is going to do the Kefal, one the Chaimish. We're not sure. But a double Chaimish or a double Kefal, that works. That's okay. Hashem Mechinim can just get away with his Shvua. What if he made a shvuah but he decided to pay afterwards? Does he get the kefal eventually when the ganav is located? What if the shemer already made a shvuah and walks away and then he, you know, we find the ganav and he confronted the ganav? So is the haidah to the shemer considered a haidah to the, you know, the claimer, the bala mamon? So Rabbi says it depends whether it was a shvuah's emes or shvuah's sheker. In which case, the Balaam wants him off the case and he's no longer a player. We had another version that this was actually a Shaila, which was unresolved. I mean, a Shaila, if he was about to be Nishbal HaSheker, is he considered off the case or not? We left that as a Teku. A similar Shaila when the Shem actually paid the owner. And now the owner got involved and pursued the Ganav, who was Maida to him. Is that considered a Da, Teku? If it was Nigna Ba'inus, and now we find the Ganav, how far is the Shemer, responsible? Does he have to pursue the Ganav? Can he just walk away with a Shvuah? We had a Mashailah, a Shem Echinim, a Shem Asachar, Abayi, and Rav. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.